Radio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
With your host.
And I already mentioned this, but I think we should have come up with a cool tag team name by now, but you've been turning a lot of things down. You've been turning down a lot of things. You turned down Sambrose.
I've been open to everything.
You turned down Ska Madness. Yeah, I know you said you like the Beef Eaters. I told you I don't drink gin, all right?
Yeah, first of all, you already know our team name tonight is the Rough Riders.
Told you the Rough Riders doesn't work. It doesn't. It's too sexual.
You're such a dork.
Take your stupid hat off and let's go beat these guys. All right,
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Also, a big shout-out to everybody over at Gerwick.net. Thank you so much for listening to us over there, and also at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I am here. We're halfway here. Partway.
We're having issues with the technology screen because the technology screen decided it didn't want to work with us anymore, so it abruptly left, like a few other things that have happened to this show. And so we're working out the kinks live on air. This is fun.
You're just talking. I'm the one actually sitting here trying to fix things.
I'm pretending like I'm helping. You know, I'm doing the Vanna White hands. Can't see it, but I'm doing this. Anyway.
Jazz hands, too.
Jazz hands. I'm in a really weird mood. I am ill. I'm not well. They have put me on drugs for it. It was not for the crazy, by the way, just in case anybody's wondering. So, sorry, I'm just in a really, really weird mood due to the combination of drugs that they've put me on medically. So, sorry.
You know what worked? Jazz hands.
See? The magic of jazz hands, ladies and gentlemen. The magic of jazz hands. So we're officially up on both now?
We're live on StreamUp. We're live on Wild Talk Radio. We're live on Rack Radio Show. We're live on GoWork.net. We're live everywhere. You can possibly catch us on TuneIn Radio, which is available for free. Just download it on your mobile handheld device or your laptop or your iPads or Android things and just get it. And you can listen to it anywhere on the go. It's a thing. Just TuneIn Radio. We're live everywhere.
And we have a lot to get into tonight. Thankfully, not as much as last week. We have one Blame Rock. We have a couple Blame Brents. We're going to give you an update on Luke Harper. We're going to talk all about NXT. And, well, we have to talk Extreme Rules tonight because Sunday is Extreme Rules. So we'll get all into NXT and Extreme Rules later in the show. Now we're going to jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And, well, just to give them another shout out, Gerwick.com.
Gerwick.net.
Gerwick.net. Sorry, I can get my plugs right. I swear.
But before we get into dive into this, we got to do something first.
What?
Nimrod Conway.
May 19th.
away.
Well. And down goes. There goes down Rob Conway. Because May 19th.
Because it's May 19th. We were trying not to mention it because it's the day you're not supposed to mention, but Kane isn't around, so we're okay. But yes, today, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, go to YouTube. Because I don't think we can explain the lore that is May 19th.
May 19th. May 19th. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
So now we're going to do the news.
Now we can fully get into the news because we're done with May 19th.
May 19th!
So we have to talk about one of the biggest stories that broke today, and that is that John Cena will be hosting this year's ESPYs, which is huge for him, and for WWE, but more for him.
It's really huge for John Cena. It'll be on July 13th on ABC, where he'll be doing it. That's a big, big to-do. You get all the big celebrities there, all the sports athletes that show up for that event. It's a huge, huge get. They usually do comedians and such, and they chose John Cena. And he's excited. I'm excited to see it. I like the ESPYs. It's a fun show. It's a fun night. I think Rob Riggle did it last year. And they've had a wide range of people who've done it. It's an awesome show. And it's more mainstream things for John Cena.
Yeah. Which is good for him. Gets him out of his comfort zone a little bit. Gets him out there in just normal everyday occurrences. And it's also really the mainstreaming of WWE again. Where they're now going back out into more just everyday things. So, you know, John Cena hosting the ESPYs. He's representing, WWE. Him doing all his movies. Him making television appearances. You know, the Bella Twins doing Total Divas. All the Divas really doing Total Divas. You know, just the continuation of WWE working its way further into the culture, which is nice.
Which is what they really want to try to do, and this is a great step for them. And it's an awesome move for John Cena.
I would say so.
So, congratulations to John Cena for being a part of it.
Go, John Cena, go!
We always knew you had it in you.
Way to go, kid. You finally made the big time.
About time, kid. About time.
About time. Let's see. The other big news was announced that Stephanie McMahon is writing a memoir, which is due out in September. That'll be an interesting read.
Yeah, she's like using the hashtag StephBook for some things. She keeps asking questions. One got a snarky answer from one Dave Bautista.
Dave!
Which was amusing. But yeah, that's cool. She's going to tell about her life story. She's going to tell about her marriage to Triple H, growing up in the business, and all the other fun little things that go along with it. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's see. What else can we talk about? Because those are two big stories of the week. Just a couple quick... You know what? Blame Brents.
Time to do the Blame Brents? Let's do the Blame Brents. Be better if I went like this and turned the sound up.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Because we're professional on this show.
Yeah, because I lowered the sound one way, and let's bring it back up the other way. Yeah. So, who's on our Blame Brents this week?
Well, we have Emma with a back injury. We have Matt Jackson of the Young Bucks. And, well...
With a broken hand. Hold on. Broken hand. So, let's do this correctly. Emma.
Hashtag Blame Brent.
Matt Jackson.
Hashtag Blame Brent.
And now...
You're supposed to have your finger on the button as I read the name. We rehearsed this.
Grab the wrong bumper, because at first I grabbed the wrong bumper, because I clicked the wrong one, and it was this one.
Hashtag Blame Rob.
It's the one I grabbed. I forgot to grab the wrong one. I grabbed the wrong one.
Wrong show!
I know. I grabbed the wrong bumper.
God. And lastly, because, well, he's gotten really active on Twitter lately, we have an update on Luke Harper.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Did we blame Brent him for this before? Did we have... No, we didn't have the sounder when he got hurt.
No, we did. He's the reason. No, wait. No, we didn't have the sound. We may have had the sounder. No, we had the injury bumper. I don't think we had the sounder.
Right. We were still working on getting the sounder. So we officially blame Brented Luke. But we do have an update on Luke Harper because he has been very active on Twitter and he got interviewed by his physical therapist's office or by somebody that was representing the physical therapist's office, I think. I don't know. But basically, he got on there and he talked about the injury. He says that he dislocated his patella and he tore the muscle that holds the patella in place, which sounds exceptionally painful. He described it as getting shot. He couldn't walk and he's had surgery on it and he's now presently recovering in, I believe, New York.
Yeah, he's recovering at home, yes.
So he's in love with his physical therapist and he has given his estimated due back of August to October. So poor Bray. He's got to go all summer without Luke.
Yeah, yeah, he
That's
does.
Suck.
Yeah, he really does. Now to circle back go ahead.
So here's crossing your fingers that Luke Harper is back in time for SummerSlam.
Yeah. To circle back to Emma really quick, she suffered a ruptured disc in her back at a live event last week. She went on for successful surgery on Wednesday. Zack Ryder was by her side, because woo woo woo, you know it.
He's a good boyfriend like that.
He is a good boyfriend like that. So she's at home now, resting, and hopes to make a full recovery. That has to suck on the ruptured disc in the back.
Yeah, she was just, it's like the curse strikes again. She's just starting to get pushed. They brought Dana Brooke up to be with her, and then, bam, she gets hurt.
It's very unfortunate timing.
It's, you know, it's like what happened with Enzo and Cass. It's just like, there's a curse or something. I swear to God, there's a curse. I don't know what it is. I don't know who they pissed off, but there's a curse.
There's something in the air. There really is something in the air.
But, well, since we did the Blame Brents, we have to do the Blame Rocks.
Hashtag Blame Rock.
You're fired!
So fucking creepy. So creepy!
This week's Blame Rock is Alex Reyes, who was a backstage announcer at NXT. He has been released from his contract.
Interesting that they're getting rid of a lot of announcers.
They realized they had too many of them and had nothing for them to do.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's the really honest, truthful thing I can think of. It's like, we brought in all these people, we probably brought in more people than we actually need. We have a lot of people doing multiple roles, so why overload with talent? Because when you look at the NXT show, you don't need that many announcers.
You don't, but I think a lot of it was they were signing people with the idea that most of them weren't going to stay, and or they were going to move up relatively quickly because they use NXT as a way to train the announcer. Excuse me, both the backstage and ring announcers, the commentators, they used NXT really to train everybody. And I think it was Renee Young is so popular that they really don't want to diminish her role any. And you have JoJo, and then they also have the new chick that they just hired.
Catherine Kelly.
Catherine Kelly, thank you. And so I think they're honestly trying to get away from the male interviews, and I think they're trying to go to the women. But part of it, too, is they have everybody they need for Raw and SmackDown, because they also brought in Mauro Ranallo.
Right, and that's sort of the roadblock. They brought in Mauro Ranallo from the outside, and that sort of...
He's kind of fantastic.
He's fantastic at his job, and he's solidified as the lead announcer on SmackDown.
Thank Jesus. So
you're not moving anyone into that role. You kept switching Tom Phillips and Rich Brennan into that role. Tom Phillips went back to NXT, and he's doing a fabulous job with Corey Graves.
I love those two so much.
They have great chemistry together, so it's sort of like you don't really need them. You don't need as many announcers. You have the other dude, Greg something, who does the...
Samson.
Is it Samson?
I think so.
Doesn't sound right. But, anyway, a guy named Greg, he does the ring announcing sometimes for NXT, and he's the host for NXT at the live events. So it's like, you don't need that many people.
Right.
It's sort of, you had too many people in the roles, and not enough programming for them to fill in. So, that's what happens.
That's what happens. So, best of luck to him as he moves forward. Speaking of NXT, the Cruiserweight Classic dates were announced this week.
Yeah, tickets for the Cruiserweight Classic go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern at nxttickets.com. If you were at the NXT tapings tonight, well, there was a long line, apparently, to get the tape tickets, so there may not be many tickets tomorrow. But you have many shots to do it. Tapings for the Cruiserweight Classic will be on June 23rd, July 14th, August 26th, and most likely the finals on September 14th. So go out and get your tickets if you want to watch some of the greatest cruiserweights in the world in the Cruiserweight Classic, which will air only on the WWE Network.
Yay!
Yay! I'm looking forward to the Cruiserweight Classic. Should be fun.
It should be fun. Speaking of fun, I'm just going to say two words, and we can discuss. Lady balls?
I thought you were going to say boo-boo.
Boo-boo? Is he back?
No, not yet.
Damn it.
So, lady balls. Some people believe, exclusive details, that will be the name for Stephanie McMahon's book. It could be. Could be. Or it could be a character on WWE TV. It could be a finishing move. Who knows?
I'm kind of okay with finishing move. I'm kind of okay with it being Steph's book. If they name a character Lady Balls, I'm going to be really, really, really disappointed. Unless it's some really girly guy. And then I'm okay with it. But it's like, if it's a female wrestler, that is a horrible name.
Could be someone, it could just be their nickname for something. Let me tell you all about my lady balls. And then they point to their chesticles.
Their chesticles? Really?
It was the first thing that came to my
really?
Head.
Really?
What?
Really?
Balls, chesticles, you know?
Well, you can call them lady balls because they're kind of round and squishy and they bounce.
So, well, beyond bouncing, so are testicles?
But, you know, they just, ours are bigger. Just saying.
Yes, yes, they are. Yours are bigger.
Yes. Yes.
But anyway, lady balls. Should be interesting to see what they do with it. It's just lady balls.
And one last WWE note as we move away from the lady balls. I have two other words to say to you, and we can discuss. Camp WWE.
Okay. As she plugs every show at the end of the show, go to behance.net/LynnSwarm, same as her Twitter, because that's how you do the plug. She put out a picture basically based off of this episode. Would you like to explain the picture?
Okay, so if you watch the show, they have a young child version of The Undertaker, and he's the sassiest thing on the damn show, aside from maybe Austin.
Yes.
I kind of have a love with Cartoon Taker. It's amazing. And so this week you had The Undertaker get lost. And he ended up communing with nature. And there's this part near the end where he has become one with nature. He's happy. He's smiling. And all he needed was a flower crown. So I felt they missed the opportunity with the flower crown. And I fixed it by drawing Camp WWE Taker with a flower crown.
And again, it's behance.net/LynnSward, same as the Twitter.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. It's awesome. So let's go through this. It was Survival Weekend. You had multiple teams. One with Sergeant Slaughter, which was, what, Taker, Austin, Big Show, and Paige. I think that was the group.
I think so. And Cena.
And Cena, that's right.
Because he named the paddle.
He named the paddle, which we'll get to. Team Steph with R-Truth was R-Truth and the Bellas. Team Hunter was Demon, Roman, and The Rock. Team Bella, they went to a spa weekend. Team Hunter, they went out for a steak dinner, and then they would write poetry for Stephanie. You also had Team Flair, which was Mark Henry and the Rubber Doll. Things we learn. Steve Austin says, F you Vince McMahon in his sleep. Whenever they brought up death, and Taker went, did someone say death?
That's how they wake him up. I said death, and Slaughter kicks the coffin.
Yeah. What if someone doesn't want to survive, was another quote from The Undertaker. He also hates nature, but loves kickball.
Yeah, that's why he went to camp. He loves kickball.
Let's see. Did Vince McMahon said this is the best weekend of the year except for BronyCon?
BronyCon.
Since all the campers left, Vince was using this weekend to play mind games with the campers, by screwing with their stuff, which included putting Honey in Big Show's bed, moving Steve Austin's bed like 3 inches, and then he was going to break the Bella's bed, but he tried to, and then by putting bowling balls up there, and well, the bed fell on Vince McMahon,
and then he got trapped.
He was trapped. He eventually would dream, and he had metal arm.
He almost got raped by a robot.
Then he had a call from the wolves. The wolves came to save him. He also ate the Bella's makeup, and then the wolves pissed everywhere. So that was funny. But the stuff with the Undertaker and the Squirrel was great. Austin was hating that he was enjoying the Slaughter hacks, which were things Slaughter was teaching them. This was the first appearance by Jake the Snake Roberts
and Paige.
Well, I already mentioned Paige, but Paige was not having any of the Slaughter hacks until the end, because that was the way to fix things. She would get the Slaughter hacks.
Because they had to save Taker and Slaughter.
Yeah. This was fun. This was a lot of fun.
This was great. And, well, Slaughter ended up calling the NSA on Paige.
Yeah, so he and he regretted calling Department of Homeland Security for on Page. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we should mention poor Squirrel. He got blamed. In fact, this is where we can play this bumper.
Hashtag blame Rob.
The bear ate the squirrel.
The bear ate the squirrel. And Taker was like, because he's like, maybe I should give up the darkness and go to the light. And then the squirrel gets eaten. He's like, right. And he rolls his eyes in the back of his head. Smoke comes out of nowhere. Lightning. The funeral dirge plays. And the Undertaker just floats away. He has magic, y'all. Magic in Camp WWE. This is amazing.
It is amazing. Oh, one of the things besides Vince McMahon having metal arms in his dream, he also thought Triple H and Stephanie were a couple.
That was a nice little shot.
That was a nice little touch right there.
The worst part of it, Triple H and Stephanie were a couple.
No! That was great.
That was awesome.
So yeah, so, Camp WWE was a lot of fun.
If you are into adult comedy and you are above the age of 18, because you have to be above the age of 18 to watch this show, get the WWE Network, watch them, they're only 20 minutes long, they're hilarious, do not watch them at work because you will laugh and your boss will give you evil side eye.
Oh, one other thing, apparently Austin and Cena slept naked in a tent.
Yes, because Austin forgot his pajamas.
Which means Cena had to sleep naked too.
Yeah, and Cena didn't understand why, and it's just like, dude, just go with it. It's Austin, just go with it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So, alright, well, that does it for WWE news. We have a couple quick TNA updates, again, brought to you by TNAsylum.net. And by the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And, well, it was a mediocre week for TNA. They re-signed Tigre Uno, which is a yay. But unfortunately, the Impact replay on Saturdays did get dropped by Pop, so now they're only down to their weekly airing, which that is definitely not good news for them.
No, it really isn't. It's unfortunate that their replay got dropped. I feel like we did this story last year. Oh, wait, we did.
We did.
I believe around the same time as well.
Yep, which means...
You never know. Things could happen. But they have a big pay-per-view coming up on June 12th called Slammiversary. Check it out.
Where are they doing it this year?
Orlando.
Okay.
From the Impact Zone in Orlando, Florida.
That makes me so sad. I know they can't afford much else, but that just makes me so sad.
You wish they could sell tickets.
I wish they would go somewhere that sold tickets.
Exactly. But hey, they're at least going live on pay-per-view on June the 12th.
Woohoo! Which, yeah, anyway, I'll keep that to myself. So anyway, we are going to go to break, and when we come back, we will be talking about this week's NXT. We'll let you know who won, who lost, and what matches got announced for TakeOver. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And a huge shout-out to everybody listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, and WildTalkRadio.com. Thank you so much for joining us. If you just joined in, you missed our certainly shorter than last week news segment. Yay! And now we're getting ready to do NXT.
Which opened up with Blake and Murphy taking on Austin Aries and his guest, tag team partner, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shin-shin!
I like how they use the phrase guest, not mystery, guest.
This is upscale.
Upscale. We're upscale in NXT. So, right off the bat, Murphy tagged himself in, not letting Blake do the match. And we had some nice double teamwork by Austin Aries and Shinsuke Nakamura, including a nice springboard elbow by Aries. Shinsuke destroyed Murphy with kicks. Aries wanted to tag. Shinsuke didn't tag. He did his finish, the Kinshasa, something like that, for the win. So your winners, Shinsuke and Aries.
Go, gentlemen, go! Woohoo!
But that was not the story of the match. Though there was, you know, not the tag was the thing, and that'll be played out here in a couple weeks. Alexa Bliss, she was not happy.
No, she was not.
And you just see her not happy at ringside, and after the match, she's really not happy. She's yelling at her boys, and she just walks out on them. And then Blake turns his back on Murphy, and he walks out.
Could this be the end?
It could be.
They're not going to break up.
It appears, we'll get to, this may be the end of the Blake-Murphy-Alexa factor. Banff.
Aww.
We may be, there may no more be Banff. Banff.
Curses.
Maybe not. So, we'll get back to that here in a bit. So, Bayley was talking about her mentality going against Nia. She won't let Nia intimidate her. And the last thing, and what she will do, is do the same thing she did in London. And then she will focus on the NXT Women's title.
Go, Bayley. Go, Bayley. Get you some.
So, we then had an Asuka hype video, which was very nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
We also had then No Way Jose talking about how he likes to show off his smile. He has the energy, and he's bringing the fiesta to NXT.
No.
Please do not let No Way Jose talk, okay?
That's a no.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's always, always fun.
Yeah. No, please don't ever do that again.
Don't do the thing again?
Don't. Just have him go out there and be No Way Jose and... Let's work on that.
Let's work on the talking.
Let's just work on that.
We'll work on the talking.
Let's work on the talking.
Okay. Carmella talked about Enzo being okay, big cast, main eventing Monday Night Raw, and then talked about her dream is to become the NXT Women's Champion, which then led into Carmella taking on Peyton Royce. Royce was in control early on, Carmella would come back but with quick covers, but Royce would hit a big knee to Carmella, rolling a suplex, but with three rolling suplexes like the Three Amigos, but she twisted it with the Fisherman suplex at the end to Peyton Royce, which is a nice touch. We then had Carmella make the comeback, big forearms, prosthetic presses, head scissors, big kick, Bronco Buster, and the inverted triangle for the win. Carmella.
Go Carmella!
Solid match.
Solid match. I mean, Peyton Royce is definitely not anything to bat an eye at. Or no, that's not a bad. You know, she's not definitely not anything to forget about.
No, she's learning.
She's learning. I mean, she's definitely getting better. But yeah, this is, they're building Carmella back up. They're getting her ready to probably do another run at the women's title, which I'm okay with. They just kind of need to get some other people out of the way first.
We then had highlights from the Portland House Show in Oregon, between what happened with Joe and Baylor, including Baylor doing a big dive on everyone. And then we have the announcement at the contract signing that took place on Facebook Live. Just their new thing. They're like using Facebook Live.
That's for everything.
For everything. That Samoa Joe and Finn Balor will fight inside a steel cage.
I am 100% okay with this. I need to describe this whole scenario because basically Finn and Joe got into it at the house show. The locker room emptied out, splitting them apart. Vince then proceeds to do the dive. Regal's trying to break it up, and Regal's going, Finn, no! Finn, yes! And he does the dive, and then, you know, they have to rip him apart because they're still trying to fight. This was a great, great little setup for it. They had Regal do an interview where basically he's like, yeah, I'm going to announce a thing on Facebook Live, and then we're getting a steel cage match. The result of this is we are getting a steel cage match in NXT. I'm excited for this because it's the first ever steel cage match.
First ever NXT steel cage match. And then it was Blake and Murphy arguing backstage. Alexa Bliss says they keep failing. And she's tired of it. She's been trying to lead by example, but now she's done. It's now about her and her winning the NXT Women's Championship.
There you go, Alexa, get you some.
I want to see more Evil Sparkle Fairy on her own. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been good that she's been doing the feud with Blake and Murphy. She's grown a lot as a heel, which is what you want. But yeah, I'm ready to see her go out on her own again. I'm ready to see her go for the title again, especially now that Asuka's got the title. And I think Asuka and Alexa could really mix it up.
And one of the reasons for the split up is one of these.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Blake is out with a knee injury.
That'd do it.
So that's why he didn't even wrestle in the match. He was just there. So, yeah, that's sort of part of the reason for the breakup. We had Ryzen and Birch take on Ciampa and Gargano. Good match. Gargano and Ciampa hit the dropkick finish for the double dropkick finish for a double superkick finish, I forget what it was, for the win. Ciampa and Gargano, good match.
Yeah, very good match.
American Alpha versus The Revival. The tag team rematch was announced for NXT TakeOver.
Yay.
Yay for all that. And then we had our main event, Bayley versus Nia. This was pretty good.
This wasn't as good as London.
No, it wasn't.
But it was still a good match. You had Bayley get early offense, and then Nia beat her down for a while. Bayley had a comeback. But Bayley sort of fell short on this one. I forget exactly what Nia hit to put her down for the three count, but she put her down for the three count. So Nia Jax gets her revenge for London.
Nia Jax does get her revenge for London. This was a lot of Nia working over Bayley, working over her left arm, choking her out, bear hugs, you know, name it. She tried it to keep her down. Bayley would fight back with the guillotine choke, but it was selling her left shoulder the entire time. Which then you thought that would play into the finish, but did not. There were nice head scissors on the outside by Bayley, where Nia was trying to fight it off, but eventually Bayley hit it. She went for the Bayley belly, but countered into a spine buster. Nia went for the shoulder first in the corner. She locked back in the guillotine. DDT by Bayley. She then countered a suplex, but landed on her knee. She went down on her knee. The referee was checking on her. Bayley got up. Nia splashed her in the corner, and then a leg drop on the bad leg, and then the leg drop for the win.
So
Nia Jax, as Lindsay mentioned, picked up the win.
A solid finish to the show, I would say.
Yeah, it was solid.
And I like that we got the announcement of the steel cage. I like that we have Alexa breaking out on her own. Bayley and Nia was good. I thought everything on the show was good, except for Noé José's promo. Knees work. But overall, a very, very enjoyable episode of NXT.
Very enjoyable. Again, like they've been doing, they've told stories throughout the show. They told the Blake and Murphy story throughout the show. They told the Bayley and Nia story throughout the show as well. Good stuff all around.
So, I say we take a break then.
I say we take a break then, and when we come back, we'll do Tweet of the Week and preview
Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules.
So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
That was just recently.
It was this past Sunday. A plug into a segue.
Hey, wait, give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really?
Come on now.
Man. Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait.
Los Matadores versus the Real Americans. You all
I'm
pick...
I'm going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making...
I seen him too in action, and I was, like, all excited. Oh, that's so funny.
Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see, if I'd seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked him if I had seen him. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, I was going to make picks. I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? Brie Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked Brie. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh my god! Get the fuck out!
I believe you changed to
Cancer Rock. Oh shit, well that's one for me because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you.
I told you I'm my own worst enemy.
I'm coming. Just like bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe
upside down.
To the shocking moment.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Don't blame your death on the shit in your head that you come eat you like a virus for days on end. Watch you decay, watch you waste away. Who'd you think you'd fool, baby, digging your own? So go ahead, yeah, just drop dead. And why you trying to fool?
And welcome back to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And a big shout-out to the folks over at Gerwick.net. Thank you so much for listening to us over there. And also at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. If you're just joining us, you missed the shorter news segment this week, as well as our NXT review, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting Tweet of the Week. Just throwing this out there.
This is going to get weird. And also, this is an exercise in the brain, because let's see how many of the same tweets Rock and I favorited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Luke Harper. Somebody tweeted him and asked him, what can I do to join the Wyatts? This is for science. He replied, we don't believe in science. Thanks, Luke. Byron Saxton tweeted, Act of Kindness Friday. Grab the gift of happiness today and share it with a friend. Kevin Owens replied, you just ruined my day. Hack Mulligan Jr. asked Kevin Owens, do all your t-shirts come without sleeves, or do you get your mommy to cut them off for you? Kevin Owens replied, I'm a grown man. I cut the sleeves off all by myself. Bray Wyatt. To Luke Harper, it's Sunday, you know that what that means, #SemiL, to which Luke Harper replied, meatballs? with an image of meatballs. And then he took it down. That's so upset. And the next few of these are from the hashtag Things I Yell When I Come. Thank you so much, Tuesday, for this. Kim Jong-al. Are you not entertained? Barack Obama. Full House theme song. Ashley. I think I left the oven on. Romy and Michelle. You are Columbus and I am America. Discover me. D. Wade. So you can bump my grade, right? Lenny Kalia. Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs? Svetlana. I wish you were my real dad. Sav. Pull the lever, Kronk. Catfish F. Bad Boy. Things I Yell When I Come is trending number 3 at 8 in the morning. Y'all need Jesus. Common White Girl. It's only 9 a.m. and Things I Yell When I Come is trending. Y'all really need Jesus this damn early. Yes, yes, we do.
What was that 9:40 a.m.? Yeah, I had that one.
Logan. In the criminal justice system, when people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police, and it cuts off. But basically the Law and Order intro.
Yeah.
Gordon Helitrope. Girlfriend's name is Penny. Dad always said I would come into money one day. Rusev. Hold on.
I'm going to cut you off right there.
Why?
I'm just going to read mine so we can get done with this topic.
No!
Why? You can go back to your tweets.
Fine.
No, fine. You want to keep reading. Go read.
Kevin Owen. You haven't lived until you've dropped your son off at school to the tune of a bunch of 10-year-olds screaming John Cena's theme song at you.
John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks.
I kind of almost wish there was video of this.
I know.
I really do.
I know.
Notre Boeuf de Grasse tweets. Kevin Owens, we must not have been clear enough. We're John Cena fans. We didn't want your biz anyway. Hope you enjoyed the free drinks. Kevin Owens replies, oh, and congrats. You know how to use Google. Maybe try to serve customers properly instead. So there must have been an incident.
There must have been, yeah.
Because that's a restaurant. Fresh Brown that has fresh beef ground daily on site in Montreal.
Hey.
So, all right. Let's get weird.
I'm just going to do all the hashtag things I yell when I come first.
Okay.
Batteries, don't die. Beetlejuice times 3. That'll be $12. Thanks, Obama. May the power of Christ compel you. I think I left the oven on. Oh, yeah. I had to bump my gray one, too. Bees are dying globally at a horrifying, alarming rate. Hitler wasn't that bad. But when do I get my candy? Mission complete. Bada bing, bada boom. Filling that womb.
Oh, my God.
That's all I got for that hashtag. I didn't go too crazy on that one. Because, again, I have limits.
Yes, you have a cap.
I also had, there was that Kevin Owens tweet. I had that one.
I got to it first.
I know. AG Lee, possibly just found a spider nest in a closet. Clearly, the only logical move here is to give them the house. Luke Harper tweeted, you know I despise all things Buffalo. God, the entire city sucks. He was replying to Rusev. Rusev replies, anyways, I enjoy your chicken photos. I'm going to name them and then eat them. Luke replied, no.
The Adventures of Luke Harper on Twitter. It's so awesome.
So now we have some flirting. You ready for some flirting?
Ready for some flirting.
Finn Balor, rocking around the worldwide hashtag Balor Club, hashtag No Way Day. Sees it in a rocking chair. Bray tweeted, nice chair. Finn tweeted, want it back. Bray's like, no thanks. Last time I saw The Undertaker blow it up with lightning.
I love how this is in kayfabe, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Finn Balor, that big meanie boots. I'll get them back for you at, I guess he meant at WrestleMania 33. Hashtag Demon vs. Deadman.
Take my money now. Just shut up and take my money now.
Bray Wyatt. Good luck with that. I guess that leaves me and Triple H for the main event. ... Hashtag down with the machine.
Take my money. Take my money right now. Do the thing. Book it.
Finn Balor replied. Finn and Triple H versus Undertaker and Bray Wyatt.
Again. Money. Here. Take it.
Bray Wyatt replied. Be careful what you ask for. You never know who might be listening.
Oh, your father is so reading this. Come on. Hunter sees all their tweets. Like, they're tagging him in it for the love of Christ.
I know.
He's gonna see it. So they're just sitting there casually spitballing WrestleMania 33 because why not?
Sienna of TNA tweets, this is awesome is the new clap. Mike Sempervivi replied, you mean that like gonorrhea, right?
Thank you for clearing that up.
Frankie Kazarian, this week I debut for CWE Canada. I'm bringing cat shirts, pics of me, Christopher Daniels, and a beautiful choice of books, plus comics, cards, DVDs, etc. I replied, but will you have gum? He replied, possibly.
Hey, look at you.
I know. Zack Ryder. Let's go, Miz. Just kidding. Hashtag real. Daniel Bryan. Due to social media response, if I ever come back to wrestling, my name will be Barn Door Bryan. The people demand it. Fransky in LA. How does picking free ping pong balls take a half hour for the NBA when the PA lottery can squeeze it in before the jeopardy starts? True fact.
They're not as experienced as this. They do it one time a year. The lotto person does it every week.
So Renee Young was asking for tweets for Paige and Dean Ambrose. Paige replied, you can ask me about anything about Chipotle tweets and some craft spirits and pooping.
Thanks, Paige.
Well, you know, she's big into tacos.
She loves her tacos.
Cesaro, Luke Harper makes me contemplate tweeting more. Luke replied, why do you have a Twitter? You're Swiss.
Luke, throw in some shade. I'm so proud. Is that it? Or did my internet crap out again?
The producer sneezed. Zack Ryder tweeted a picture to Luke Harper of Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. I like you slightly more than I dislike Simon Gotch. Congrats, Zack. Dana Brooke. Luke Harper, Luke Harper tweeted, is playtime over? She replied, it has been and will be when we are on the show. And then hit the pose. Muscles. And then he replied, you retweet too many compliments. And then Simon Gotch replied to the slightly more one. As they say in some less squared circles, keep on trucking. Big rig, and get well soon. You never know who's listening. But Luke Harper is the greatest Twitter in the history of Twitters.
I'm so happy he's decided to start tweeting again. I've missed his Twitter because before he wiped it, his Twitter was just the most random damn thing ever. And it was awesome. And then he deleted everything. And it was like, no! And then he wouldn't tweet. And now he's bored. And he has nothing else to do. So he's tweeting again. Which means when he goes back out on the road in sometime in the fall, he's going to delete everything again. It's going to suck.
Yeah.
It's going to really suck. But thankfully, in 2016, we have figured out how to screen cap Twitter.
And people are doing so. But that was Tweet of the Week.
We are documenting this crap for posterity. But now, it's time for Extreme Rules. Let's get extreme!
The bracket's extreme right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. You tweet along with us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward, which is same as the pants. Doesn't have the same ring to it.
My Twitter has pants?
I said as same as the Behance. Doesn't have the same ring to it as behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitter. Doesn't flow as well.
Well, for a second I thought you said my Twitter had pants. I was like, what?
Your Twitter may have pants. You never know.
Wouldn't surprise me.
May need pants. Anyway, so the pay-per-view is this Sunday on the WWE Network. We have, I believe, 8 matches on the show, 7 on the main show, and 1 on the pre-show, and that's where we'll start. We'll start with the pre-show. There's no disqualification. Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler.
Who won the last time?
On the pre-show last month, Ziggler won. On Raw, Corbin won.
I'm going to go with Corbin.
Why are you going with Corbin?
Because they're trying to push him at this point. It doesn't make sense to have him lose to Ziggler again on pay-per-view, even if it was the pre-show. So continue to build Corbin. He got a nasty dose of revenge on Ziggler on Raw. I mean, I think this is not going to be an easy win for Corbin, but I think you really need to have Corbin go over in this, because I think this may be the blow-off. Could be wrong. They could do this till SummerSlam, but
I thought the blow-off was on Raw, but, you know, that was me. But, yeah, I'm with you. Dolph Ziggler should not win this match. But I was saying that last month, when he shouldn't have won the match, and he did. But I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to stay with Baron Corbin beating Dolph Ziggler, because that's what should happen.
It makes sense.
Makes all the logical sense in the world, which is why the 8-Ball picks Dolph Ziggler to win, but WWE 2K16 picks Baron Corbin.
So we're all in agreement.
Except for the 8-Ball.
Damn it, 8-Ball.
So we'll go with the United States Championship match. Rusev challenges Kalisto. So I'll go first on this one.
Okay.
I have a theory, and I've had this theory since about 3 weeks ago. And I said it on Sunday, and I'll say it here, because I think I said it on the post-show as well at some point. Memorial Day is coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Isn't John Cena returning on Memorial Day?
Yes, he is.
Wouldn't it make sense for the all-American hero John Cena to win back the United States Championship from the evil Russian?
Yes, it would.
Boy, that sure means that Rusev should beat the Mexican, right?
Sounds like it.
That's the logical plan. That's the plan I'll pick. That's my theory.
Yeah,
That's my theory. I'm going with it.
That's what you're sticking with?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going with Rusev. They're not really pushing Kalisto as the U.S. champion. They haven't really done anything with him. They're probably looking to reunite him with Sin Cara to put him in the tag team division again. My guess is Rusev's going to win it back. And then probably he and Cena will feud over it. Or he and somebody will feud over it.
In the one scenario in my head, Rusev loses the belt on Memorial Day, 8 days after winning it, to John Cena. Because John Cena's U.S. champion was really cool and very fun.
Yeah.
And they can go back to it and have some more fun with it. Because
I want Cena versus Zayn, too.
That would be great. Because right now, the U.S. title hasn't done anything since Cena lost it. Del Rio didn't do anything with it. Kalisto hasn't done much with it. It's time to put it on a real champion, John Cena. But to get it there, Rusev has to win it.
Yeah. And he'll probably win it again because, you know, that's how they roll. But yeah, I've kind of missed the open challenge. So it'll be good to see it back, because it did add a certain level of importance to the title, as you're sneezing again.
No, I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing?
So Matt in chat goes, a little trivia, guess whose birthday it is today?
Yours?
No, that's Monday.
No, I was talking about Matt's.
Oh, mine's Monday.
But yes, everybody, Rock's birthday is Monday. We're doing a post show on Monday. You should totally spam him with birthday messages. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No, it's Andre Giant's birthday.
Ah, happy birthday to him.
He would have been 70 years old.
Really? That's it?
Yes, he would only have been 70. Yeah, he died young.
He died really young.
Yeah. So, anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, U.S. title. Game picked Rusev, but the Magic 8-Ball says don't count on Rusev winning.
Rusev won't crush?
Rusev won't crush to Kalisto. So far, the Magic 8-Ball is totally against us. Totally against
us. God damn it, 8-Ball. But this is how it's always goes, and it's always right.
I know, sadly. We'll go with this one. It is a tornado tag team matchup just announced on SmackDown. It will be the Usos taking on the Club. The Usos won on Monday Night Raw, so in my opinion, Club should get their win back in this one.
I would agree with that. I think it makes sense to have the Club grow over and keep them strong and push them strong. Especially since you're probably going to have the leader lose later in the night through one way or another. Which we'll get into when we talk about Reigns versus Styles.
Fantastic night for live radio, because now Shaq has decided to go down. Yay! That decided to reboot on its own, too.
Really?
Yeah.
God!
So, to repeat, the video game picked the Club, and so did the 8-Ball.
Hey, it finally agreed with us. We're all finally in agreement.
We're all finally in agreement.
Took it long enough
to finally catch up with us on that one. Okay, next on the list, the WWE Tag Team titles are on the line. The New Day take on the Vaudevillains.
I really want the Vaudevillains to win. I really, really, really. I like New Day. I love New Day, but I'm kind of tired of them as tag team champions. I want to see them win. I want to see Vaudevillains win. Because it doesn't do anything for the Vaudevillains to have them lose.
Yeah, I want to see the Vaudevillains win the tag team titles just because if they don't win it, then there's really nothing for them. Right now, you need to establish the Vaudevillains. Whether they're getting over or not, you need to establish them as a threat. And to do so, you need the New Day to drop the belts. And the New Day has had the belts for a very long time. And it's something where it's like, okay, they're going to get close to breaking a record, but that's like 2 months away. I don't need to see them beat a record. It's a pointless record at this point. And it's sort of repeating the Bella storyline and everything like that. It's just, the New Day are over. They don't need the belts right now. The belts are supposed to elevate people. It's the idea of having a championship. But... the Vaudevillains need it right now, so give it to them. Give it to the Vaudevillains, because they really, really desperately need it.
Yes, agreed.
The video game decided on the New Day, as we asked the Magic 8-Ball, will the New Day retain the tag team titles right now? Don't count on it.
Okay.
So there you All go right. on. You, there you go on that one. Up next, we will do the Intercontinental Championship match. Fatal 4-Way, The Miz defending against Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Cesaro. This one could be match of the night.
Yeah, I kind of agree. This is going to be a barn burner, show stealer, everything you want to call it, just because of who's involved. I would be very surprised if Miz walks out champion.
Okay.
That being But then again, it all depends on who's going in Money in the Bank. Honestly, I want to see Cesaro win it.
How come?
Because I feel like that Owens and Zayn are in line for Money in the Bank more so than Cesaro is. And I hate it when they have a champion win Money in the Bank, because then it's like, you know, they have to drop the title that they have before they can get the World Heavyweight Championship.
Right.
So I'd rather see somebody that's not necessarily in line for Money in the Bank to get a hold of that title. And honestly, I think Cesaro could do a lot for it. Not that Zayn or Owens or even Miz couldn't, but it's like, I want to see Cesaro with some gold. It's been a really long time since he's held a championship of any form. So because I think he was Intercontinental Champion when he first came in. Or no, he was U.S. Champion.
Yes.
He's never been an IC champ.
I don't think he has.
So, I mean, I would like to see him win it. I think they have something with him. I think they know have something with him. I think it will help the belt just to put it on Cesaro, because then he can, you know, go out there and be like, I speak five languages and I'm truly intercontinental and that, so I deserve to be your intercontinental champion, and play up the whole James Bond European strips off his clothes thing. Just to reveal a belt. I would be okay with that. Get that man a pole.
So, well, everything you said is great. It's a little too early to put the belt back on, to put the belt on Cesaro. Give the Miz one more month as champion. That way you do Cesaro and Miz in a singles match. Let Cesaro win it in a singles match rather than the fatal four-way. So I'm having the Miz retain the Intercontinental Championship, because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn don't need it right now. And if Sami's going to win it, you want him to be in the singles. Same for Cesaro. You do Cesaro and Miz in a singles at Money in the Bank. That way you keep Cesaro out of Money in the Bank and put the Intercontinental title on him there. And I like the Miz and Maurice as a power duo, so I would keep the belts together. Keep the belt with them, because they're together. So that's my opinion. Now, to add on WWE 2K16, they have Kevin Owens, but the 8-Ball agrees with me that the Miz retains the Intercontinental title.
8-Ball, why do you do this to me?
Apparently he likes me right now better than you.
Apparently.
Since we actually disagree on a match.
Well, we have to disagree on one.
At least one, and that'll be the deciding factor of pick 'em. Anyway, next matchup will be the Asylum match. The first ever Ambrose Asylum match. Chris Jericho and the man known as Dean Ambrose. A.K.A. Santa Claus. A.K.A. Bray Wyatt. A.K.A. Mr. T.
Yes, according to the egg.
According to the egg on the Twitter, because he pities the fool.
Or he's really high.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Thoughts on this match?
I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot of people, it's a first ever, we've never seen it, they're doing something new, hey. I know a lot of people are complaining about it, where it's being compared to like Six Sides of Steel, and it looks convoluted, and it looks stupid, but it really, if you think about it, isn't. Because it's a cage match with weapons. That's all it really is. And you can't escape. You have to pin your opponent or submit them.
Yeah.
So there's no stupid stipulation of, oh, well, you have to put somebody in a straitjacket. No. It's an asylum mat. It's just basically a steel cage with weapons. That's all it is. No escape clause. So I like that. I like it when escape is not an option in the cage. Because I hate that about cage matches. That's my singular biggest complaint about cage matches, is because you can escape, and that's such a pussy way to get out of it. It's like, just beat somebody in the middle of the ring. Do it definitively. Either tap them out or pin them. But just don't, like, quit mid-match. So they've taken that away, and it's Jericho or Dean are going to have to either pin or submit somebody in the middle of the ring to win this match. I think it's going to be fun. I think they're going to put a lot into it. I think the Son of Mitch is going to get used.
Might be the finish.
Because there is a potted plant.
Probably the finish,
and somebody's getting put in a straitjacket afterwards.
Probably Chris Jericho.
Or Deering. Probably Chris Jericho. But yeah, we got a little sample of it tonight. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
They have good chemistry. This should be a lot of fun. Steel cage matches, when done right, are a lot of fun. You add the element of weapons, which will be different. You know, makes for fun. Fun times.
So, who do I have? You know, honestly, I'm taking Dean. I think Dean wins this. He needs to. They need to get him back on a winning streak.
He really does need to get back on a winning streak. So a win here would be great for him. The WWE 2K16 has Jericho. I have Ambrose. You have Ambrose, right? And the 8-Ball says Jericho won't beat Dean Ambrose, so the 8-Ball's going with Dean Ambrose.
Hey!
Now I want to let you talk about the Women's Championship match, Natalya versus Charlotte.
We've had quite the build-up for this match.
That we have.
Ric Flair is... Just go with me on it. Ric Flair has been banned from ringside, so it's going to be Natty and Charlotte one-on-one. No extra guys, either Bret Hart or Ric Flair. And we saw... We've seen Charlotte that when Rick isn't there, she has a harder time winning, but she can pull it out if she has to. Don't mean to yawn in the middle of this, but I lost my train of thought. But anyway, so I don't think Natty's going to win. And the reason I say that is I love Natty to death, but I think they're holding that belt for Sasha. And I think they're going to have Sasha be the one to take it off of Charlotte. I think they're planning on giving Charlotte a nice long run with this title. They're not ready to take it off of her yet. Natty's been a good feud, but I don't think Natty's winning. I don't really have anything more to say on it because, like Rock said, the build has been okay. Like, I like the contract signing. I thought the contract signing for this was really well done. They got the big table out of the way. They just gave them plenty of room to fight. It felt official. It felt big. This match feels important, which is what you want. I like that Rick is banned. I mean, for me personally, it's like Rick was great when Charlotte was first up because he helped her build her confidence. And now it's kind of, oh, hey, look, it's Ric Flair. Yay. But, you know, it's like, so I think Charlotte doesn't need Rick anymore.
I think that's the idea behind this feud.
Yeah, is to wean her off of Rick. She's in a good place. Just let her do her thing.
Yeah, let her do the thing. And I thought the build-up was good. I was agreeing with you that they've done a good job building this up. You come off the screw job, and now you lead to the submission match. Both women have good submissions. If they tell it right, this could be a lot of fun. This could be a show-stealing type of matchup. There's no way that Charlotte should lose this title. None. Much as we love Natty on the show, it's not her time. She doesn't need the belt. It would sort of revert the division backwards a little bit, putting the belt on Natty. As good as she is, you have other stars you need to build, and the idea to keep the belt on Charlotte when she loses the belt, to say Sasha Banks at SummerSlam, and then Sasha loses to Bayley at WrestleMania. That's my idea.
He's calling his shot, y'all.
Call my shot. That's how I see it going. So I see Charlotte retaining. You have Charlotte retaining, right?
I have Charlotte retaining.
The game has Natalya winning the belt, while the 8-Ball has Charlotte retaining.
All right.
Which then, by order of elimination, that leads us to our main event, Roman Reigns and AJ Styles in an Extreme Rules match for the WWE Championship. Again, that sounds so weird.
Expect the club to get involved. Expect the Usos to get involved in this. Expect massive levels of shenanigans in this, just like we had last month. I think this will be better because there is a stip, so they can do a little bit more with it than just doing a straight-up match. I mean, Roman and AJ kind of have chemistry.
Yeah, they have good chemistry. And the thing is, last month, they were, one, trying to get over a finish that would help Roman, and number two, they were trying to sell the McMahon storyline. We're not going to probably be selling the McMahon storyline in this one. We're just going extreme. We will have the AJ Styles clash on the steel chair, and Roman will kick out of it to make it a big spot. Someone will go through a table. We will have Usos. We will have the club. And the club could eventually probably cost AJ Styles the match by accident.
By accident, or they turn on him.
I think it's going to be an accidental. Gallows hits AJ by mistake, and Roman Reigns and clears house and retains the title.
Could be.
I think that may be the way they do it. Possibly.
Possibly.
It could be a thing. It really could be a thing. I'm not sure, but that's sort of as I'm just thinking about it. That might be the finish because there's no other way I can see it. Because I don't want to see AJ lose clean. I really don't.
AJ can't afford to lose clean, if that makes sense.
Because there's a big part of me that wants to see AJ Styles as the WWE champion, but I think they're not ready to give it because, again, the Roman Reigns experiment is what we're doing.
I think there are a lot of people that would prefer to see AJ as champion, but they're going with Roman. Again, Roman's going to get a nice long run out of this. He's at least going to make it to SummerSlam, and I think they're holding the belt on Roman for Rollins to get back. Rollins is due back anytime now. They're going to probably put him right in the feud because he he never got his rematch, right? He got hurt before he could get his rematch.
He was champion. Rollins
and he forfeited the title.
He forfeited the title, then they did the tournament.
So he'll probably work his way into a rematch because he had to forfeit the title.
And remember, he told Roman to keep it warm for him for when he came back.
Yeah, I would expect Rollins goes directly into a feud with Roman on his return because he'll be coming back as a face. And Roman's kind of sort of acting like a tweener right now, even though he is a face. He's getting booed, and his attitude indicates that he's getting cocky. So he's sort of in between. That's just my thought on it, but I could be completely wrong. It could be that they're holding the Roman's going to hold the title until he drops it to, say, Bray Wyatt, or he's going to drop it when John Cena comes back, or he's going to drop it when, you know, Randy Orton comes back, or he'll hold it till WrestleMania next year. We don't know. But that's kind of what I'm thinking is, as much as I would love to see AJ Styles win the title, I don't think that's going to happen just yet. But they could surprise everybody.
They really could surprise everybody. With that said, I'm going with Roman Reigns. You're going...
Roman Reigns.
The video game went with Roman Reigns. The Magic 8-Ball went with AJ Styles.
Well, aren't you just the optimist?
So there you go. The Magic 8-Ball believes in AJ Styles at the pay-per-view.
But I think that does it for Extreme Rules. What do you think?
And that does it for the show.
All right, well, you got stuff you got to plug, so plug away.
Quick note, no CB Radio this Saturday night at midnight-ish Eastern because I'm going to be out of town, so there's no show. Keep up.
He's being social.
Yes, I am. In the rain. Keep up to date with the show at CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, WrestleTalk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern. As they'll recap everything that goes down on Extreme Rules at WTR Sunday on Facebook, Twitter, WrestleTalkRadio.com to vote for the all-time greatest SummerSlam moment, and we'll have a big announcement on the show this Sunday night. Monday night, the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Yay! Celebrate with me, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack right here live on the Wild Talk Radio Network at Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show, where you can see all the sims for WWE 2K16 for Extreme Rules. Get us on Google Play and iTunes, search Rack Radio Show. Oh, follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio.
Hold on.
I forgot I had one more plug. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Also, ProWrestlingTees.com/MBG Films. Now I'm done.
You sure?
I think.
You positive?
I don't know. Just go.
Alright, well, follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it's available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. Don't forget to check out our awesome sponsors, PWME. Or no, not them. Sorry, not them!
It's in the sheet!
I'm not looking at the sheet! Check out MBG Films, Matt Goldberg. I forgot the plug. I completely forgot
the plug.
Hold on.
Go to girlwork.net, go to Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. Thanks to TNAsylum.net. I believe she plugged her stuff. But anyway, go to follow her on Twitter at Lynn's Ward. And also go to Behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitter, because I'm getting out all her plugs so she remembers all her plugs. She's on the medication.
How can I forget the plug? I do it every week. How can I forget the freaking plug? I'm sorry, Matt. I'm so sorry I spaced on your stuff. Oh my god. So anyway, I need to go to bed. You know what? I need to go to bed. So, this has been The Rack. Appreciate everybody listening, and we will see you next week with the Extreme Rules results. Jesus Christ, I need to go to bed.
Bye.
Bye.